Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. We are still deep in our health and wellness module. And today we're going to talk about a fun topic that's kind of always on my mind, and I'm sure it's on yours if you've been digging the rest of the stuff that we've been putting out there, because that probably means that you're a high performer. That means you always look for things that can give you the edge, things that can boost your performance, things that can help you enjoy your life even more, live at your highest potential. And you know that one of the most important things in there is energy. And that's kind of like a big thing in our culture too, right? I mean, we have an entire category of product. Actually, we have a couple, right? We got energy drinks. We have pre-workout stuffs for that. We've got coffees. We've got teas. We've got caffeine pills. We've got, you know, green tea stuff. We've got so many things to give you energy. But we also have some other tools that we can use that don't involve any of that shit. And so that's what this episode is all about, how to triple your energy without needing supplements.
And what a difference it will make. So before we dive into really what it is you need to be doing and how that works, what we want to touch on first is why energy is so important. And obviously, I'm sure you guys have your own understanding of energy and what it is and how it works and how it benefits you in so many different areas. But we just really want to emphasize some of the key components and how we can see it really impacting every area of your life, especially for those of you that, again, are entrepreneurs or own your own business, or even if you're in the corporate world, and how it can impact your ability to perform. So the first thing is really looking at your productivity and your time management. I get a lot of clients who will come in and will start working on their business, and we'll start to give them tasks on, hey, okay, this is what you need to be working on. Here's task A, B, and C. And there comes this conversation of, I can't seem to find the time or to get myself to do it, or I feel like I'm just not being productive. And what's really interesting is the clients will oftentimes ask for time management skills, right? It's like, hey, Soph, how do you better manage your time, right? How do you create an actual schedule for yourself? And so when clients are usually asking this question, I turn around and ask them, well, how are you managing your energy, right? Because at the end of the day, your time management, your level of productivity has more to do with your level of energy than it does necessarily with anything else. Now, obviously, the way that you manage your time is important, but you can create blocks. And if you don't have the energy to actually take action inside of those blocks, if you're unproductive inside of your time management, then it's not really managing your time well. So making sure that you have energy so that you have the mental focus to get things done in half the time is huge.
Yeah. I mean, think about how you function after a night of like no sleep, right? It's kind of really hard. It takes me a long time to really get into gear, fall into flow into my work. And a lot of times I don't have a lot of staying power with it. I can get maybe an hour and a half work done, and then I'm pooped. Or I need to rely on like coffee or other things in order to keep me up. And that's just not clean energy. And it doesn't really help when it comes time to, like, you know, deal with a whole day of work or things that might be a little stressful. So like Sophie said, energy management for productivity is really, really important. And that's only if you're working by yourself. What if you're working with other people? I don't know about you, but when I'm really exhausted, when I'm really low on energy, it is hard for me to communicate. I know what it is. Like I can't think of words, or I get frustrated with things, or I get kind of cranky, or I just don't seem to have the energy to like really understand or hear what other people are saying. When my energy is that low, it's really hard. It's almost like my personality, my creativity, all the things that make me and effective, like recede way deep into me, like right into myself. So there's this like void, there's a big gap between me and the person I'm communicating with. Whereas when I have high energy, oh, it's easy. Words just come to me. I've got patience. I've got willpower. I've got creativity. There's no gap between me and the person I'm speaking with. And you know, conversations just flow. And that's where productivity as a team really kicks into high gear when everybody is high energy. Think about the people that you know. If you're not one of them, think about someone you know. And if it is you, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. The people with the highest energy in the room, right? Everybody wants to talk with them. Everybody wants to be around them. Their communication is honest and open, and it's awesome. It feels good to be around that person. And so when you have that kind of person on your team will perform even better. When all of you are like that, then you've got a really high performing team. And so it's really important for you to get your energy up there really as high as you can so that you can function as best as you can, either as that team's leader or as an integral part of it.
Absolutely. Just like Dan's talking about, that communication is a byproduct of your ability to have clear thinking. And if your brain is all foggy, either from the lack of sleep or from the lack of nutrition or from the lack of physical exercise or from any other symptoms, thinking clearly is going to be really, really tough, especially if you've got a lot of emotional stuff going on that's kind of weighing you down. Again, tying back to the previous episodes, making sure that you're taking care of your physical, mental, and emotional health is key for you to be able to have that clarity, right? To be able to actually think about what's happening without being so reactionary, but instead you can be more responsive, meaning you can see what's happening, experience what's happening, contemplate it, and then respond from a place of what's going to serve you rather than just having an initial emotional reaction, which is typically not the best way to operate or run, especially a business. And so as you start to have more clarity in your state of mind, right, this typically is what will tend to lead to you having more creative flow. And as any entrepreneur, business owner, creative, and our, again, CEO, whatever kind of business that you're in, the more creative that you can be, the more profit you can create for yourself, right? Because you become somebody who is able to really think outside of the box instead of continuing to hit the hammer and the nail the same way. You start to find different ways to build the project that may be more strategic, that may be more effective, that may be more efficient, that may be more productive, thus allowing you to create so much more with it. So we're really looking at how energy impacts the bigger picture of what you're doing.
Yeah. So you can see here that energy is one of your most valuable resources when it comes to like anything you do, maybe. You know, more energy you have in relationships, I would have to think your relationships have the potential of getting even better, unless you're really energetic about being terrible to your partner. But, you know, assuming that everything else is in place, when you have a lot of energy, you know, it brings people together. It helps you perform even better in business. When you have even more energy, you can get on your health game even more, whether it's staying on your eating plans or working out or whatever it is that you're trying to integrate into your schedule. You're more productive throughout your day, balancing all your different projects and all the different things that you're doing in your life. Energy is so critical. So what happens when you don't have it? Not only does everything break down, but you have to try even harder for everything. You know, when you're trying to work, but you're low energy, the quality of your work goes down, the speed of your work goes down, your efficiency goes down. That means you have to work even more, or you might make mistakes, or you might make bad decisions, or you might screw something up. You know, when you're low energy in a relationship, then you might lead yourself into a miscommunication, a misunderstanding, even a fight, or having your partner feel, or your friend, or whoever you're in a relationship with, feel like you don't care about them, or you're not interested in them. It might make it very difficult for you to connect. Low energy in your exercise game will kill it. So you have to try even harder, and then you have to rely again on supplements. So you keep doing this in all areas. That means like you have to really work, you know, getting anything done becomes a slog as you have to push yourself through every single activity to try to get some sort of good result out of it. And after a little while, you're going to burn out. Burnout's real, okay? Burnout's very real. If you've been there, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I remember having these conversations of people saying that they don't believe that burnout's a thing. And to me, that just means that they've never been burnt out before, or they're straight up lying to themselves. Because when you get burnt out, that's like you just not being able to function at all. It's like old cell phones before they put the sort of governor on it, on the batteries. When you would use your phone too much and the battery would get drained all the way. First of all, it would take a long time for the battery to get charged enough for it to be online at all. But then when you fully charge that phone, the battery wouldn't go up to 100. The maximum you could ever put into it would go down to like 98, right? And if you let it run out again, then the maximum would go down to like 97 or 6. That's kind of what burnout does to you. You know, it's not just as simple as saying, oh, I'll just get one night's sleep and I'll be back, or even a couple. Burning out could wipe you out for multiple days, multiple weeks, depending on how deep you went. So it's really important to make sure that you really are paying attention to your energy levels and you're doing the right things to keep them high.
And the other thing to watch out for as well is breakdowns. Those wonderful things where you feel like you're having a mental, emotional breakdown, and for whatever reason, you just can't stop crying or feeling whatever you're feeling. Yeah, I know about those a little too well. And it's a real thing. It's one of those things where it's like, wow, I really need to look at the way that I'm managing my energy to make sure I'm taking care of myself emotionally. But also, again, going back to some previous concepts, when you're in a heightened emotional state, you're much less likely to think rationally, right? You're much less likely to make logical decisions. And so it's imperative that as somebody of influence or of impact or wherever your role is in your life and your business or whatever it is you do, that you take care of your mental emotional state, because that's going to also impact and influence your energy.
So let's talk about how to naturally increase your energy and keep it high. And if you use just one of these, then you're going to notice a significant shift in your energy levels. And in fact, any one of the tips that we're about to give you, I mean, I've seen it within myself and with my clients, like tripling your energy is not an exaggeration. It can really happen depending on what your habits are now as well. But the first one and my favorite one is food. And this seems like an obvious one. It's almost like one of those things that's like common knowledge, but like not everybody does it. So it's not common knowledge, because knowledge, you don't know something unless you actually do it, right? So food, what are you eating? What kind of nutritional content is in there? Because your body needs a lot of nutrients in order to do all the, I don't know, billions of things that it does every single second, to feed every single cell, to do all the complex tasks. So you need a lot of vitamins, minerals, proteins, healthy fats. And if you're not me, so it means you're not on the ketogenic diet right now, you eat carbs too. And it's important. You need them all. And so what are you eating? You know, that's one of the challenging things with eating things like fast food that's nearly devoid of nutrition, or things like bread that have like nothing in it, you know, or pasta, or a lot of the prefabricated foods, including, you know, sugars and sweets and pies and all that other garbage. If you aren't giving yourself high quality gas, how do you expect your energy to run as well as it can? On the flip side, if you change your diet to being high quality, a ton of vegetables of various kinds, have them be organic, because organic food isn't just about no pesticides or non-GMO. Organic food has a lot more nutrition in it. It's much more nutritious for you. Same thing with like, is your meat grass-fed, or is it, you know, wheat or corn-fed? Grass-fed will have a lot more nutrition in it for you. Is your food, you know, covered in cheese and all sorts of other stuff that's like highly inflammatory and will slow your body down? Or is it full of these high quality ingredients? You know, good, clean sources of proteins, healthy fish, lean meats, things like that. All of those will increase the amount of energy that you feel. The cleaner and more nutritious the food, the more energetic you'll be. The more energetic you'll be, chances are, the more you'll move, the more you will use those resources in order to get your body into an even healthier state, which will also help you do the things that you want to do in your life. So it's like the food that you eat almost like determines the success that you'll have in your life through energy as well.
Huge, 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 huge. And again, if you're not sure where to even start here, there are so many incredible people that I'm sure Dan and myself can refer you to that are experts when it comes to nutrition. And there are many different styles and types that you can tune into. So if food and diet and nutrition is something that you're exploring and you're like, all right, it's time, reach out so we can make those connections for you, and you can tune in and explore some options of some people that may resonate with the type of lifestyle that you want to have. That way you can start receiving that support and you're not just hoping and guessing and wondering, but you're getting the actual support you need. And then from there, it really comes down to your thoughts, the way that you think. And it sounds kind of funny to say it, right? It's like, well, what do you mean? So that, you know, the way I think influences the way that I feel. It does. And we actually have a whole episode that really goes into the depth of understanding how your emotional body and your mental mind really affect each other, right? And affect each other. And so it's starting to understand that when you really shift your thinking, right? From, oh, I'm so tired. I'm so exhausted. This is so hard. I'm so like overdoing this. It's just not fun anymore. What's happening, and again, we go into this in a lot more depth than in previous episodes, is you're then activating that part of your brain that's going to produce chemicals that are going to be in congruency with the thoughts that you have. So if the thoughts that you're having are around tiredness, exhaustion, frustration, feeling bored, feeling overwhelmed, what's then going to happen naturally is your brain is going to release chemicals into your body that are congruent with those emotional states, so that you're going to start feeling even more tired, exhausted, frustrated, all of the above. So as we start to shift your thoughts, right? And it sounds really funny to say it. And again, we have a whole episode and we'll go with a lot more detail if you want to tune into that. As we start to shift into saying, wow, I feel really energetic. I'm so grateful. This is amazing. I feel happy. There's joy in this. Your brain, similar process, is naturally going to turn on and activate the parts that are in congruency with those thoughts. So if joy, gratitude, fun, play are the emotions that you're wanting to experience, then what's going to happen is as you start to think those thoughts, it's going to activate that part of your brain, which is then going to release those chemicals into your body. Thus, you feel more of those emotions. So again, if you want to learn more of the science behind it, I would encourage tuning back to one of the previous episodes where we go deep. But for the purpose of this episode, it's understanding that your thoughts really do have an impact on your energy.
Heavy thoughts, heavy energy, heavy thoughts, heavy body. You know, you can think about it when you're in a conversation and someone drops a very dark topic. Doesn't it feel like the energy gets sucked out of the room? Doesn't it feel like everybody feels like a lot heavier, a lot slower? Have you ever met someone who is just very light and bubbly and makes you feel amazing, right? Great friends, and you guys are laughing, and doesn't it feel like the energy increases? Doesn't it feel like all of a sudden everybody hits this level where like people are just like hyper because they're just having so much fun? Your thoughts and emotions do change your energy, and it's almost immediate. So lighter thoughts, more energy. Heavier thoughts, less energy. Now, there are also some things that fall in the supplement category that will help all of this stuff. You know, there are herbs that are beautiful for helping you reduce anxiety and stress, helping you sort of monitor your thoughts. And these are perfectly natural. And then there are herbs and supplements that can help you with energy. You know, if your diet isn't giving you enough, like magnesium is one of the things that it's so hard to eat enough magnesium, especially Americans. Like we do not have enough magnesium, like across the board. So supplement, no problem, right? You can get some great stuff off of Amazon if you want. Electrolytes, making sure you have enough of them, like potassium. Magnesium is an electrolyte as well. Zinc, like Sophie was saying, you got to make sure you have enough of these in your diet. But then there are things like maca powder that, admit it, I think they taste like crap, but maca powder really helps. And it's a root, right? And it's great on your adrenals, so it doesn't damage anything. But it will increase your natural stores of energy. So there are all sorts of things, vitamins, minerals. If you're not getting enough protein, because sometimes that can happen as well, there are really awesome protein sources that you can use as supplements, powders and drinks and all sorts of things, to make sure that you are giving yourself enough of everything that you need and helping yourself monitor your emotions and your thoughts and your body so that you produce enough energy.
And really focusing on more natural supplements. There are a lot of things out there, but you want to focus on one ingredient supplements, meaning that the only thing that is in it is the ingredient itself, which is the supplement. So, you know, some of the things that I'll take on a daily basis include magnesium, calcium, zinc. And then I've also more recently started exploring more like herbal things such as like the mushroom powders legal mushrooms, and I'm just going to emphasize that, such as like the shiitake or the reishi or lion's mane or especially cordyceps. If you're somebody who's needing to have more mental focus and clarity, that doesn't have all the caffeine and all the crap and all the sugar, that is actually really great for supporting your adrenals as well. So just some things that you can start to really explore and look into. And again, if this is something where you're really wanting to get serious about taking care of your nutrition and your lifestyle, reach out. We've got plenty of amazing, amazing connections from incredible experts who have many different type of lifestyle ways that they go about health and nutrition. And I'm sure one of them will resonate with you deeply. And so we want to make sure that you get that support as well.
And then the last one sounds like a no-brainer, but it's, again, it's common knowledge that people don't follow, so we have to mention it, which is sleep. You know, there is this common trade-off in business, especially, where, you know, stay up a lot later because you have work to do. But the problem is there is diminishing returns on that, right? Where you need energy in order to think clearly, in order to produce high quality work, in order to communicate with people, in order to be productive. That means that the less sleep you get, the less of all of those functions you can actually do with the level of quality that you want. So it is a much better deal. For example, if you have an hour of work that you need to get done, you're thinking, oh, should I stay up an extra hour tonight? Or should I go to sleep and then have even more to do tomorrow? And I'm not saying, you know, go to sleep now, wake up an hour early. No, I'm saying go to bed now, wake up exactly when you had planned and just have an extra hour to do during the day. There actually have been studies on this and they show pretty strongly that going for sleep is the best option. That by getting the right amount of sleep that you need, that you will be even more efficient, effective, productive the next day, and you'll make up for that extra hour of work that you didn't do the night before, right? So you'll be able to get all your work done plus an extra hour of work in the same amount of time if you just sleep enough. Now, if you think that you're one of the few people who can get by on 4 hours of sleep, I really want you to read the book, Why We Sleep. And it is like the latest sleep science and will dispel that myth, because we really do need like 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night. And I know, you know, it's a pride thing too. Some people get, you know, a lot of ego for it. Like, oh, no, I don't need to sleep. I don't need to sleep 4 or 5 hours. The problem is that in this case, I'd argue that you're not as efficient, as effective because you don't sleep so much. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you are effective and efficient despite the amount of sleep that you get, because overwhelmingly the studies show that you need 7 or 8 hours of sleep in order to go through all of the cycles of memory integration, of information breakdown, of wisdom building, right? Like you have REM sleep that happens towards the end of your sleep cycles. And the amount of REM sleep that you get per hour or per hour and a half cycle changes throughout the night. And so towards the end of your night, right, of a 7 to 8 hour sleep, you get a lot of REM sleep. And REM is when you integrate wisdom. So when you get just 4 hours of sleep and you cut all of that opportunity to have REM sleep out, then you're not integrating the amount of information that you could be. You're not building the amount of wisdom that you could be. So you have all this information stored in your memory and your brain doesn't relate it to anything else you know, and doesn't relate it to you, and doesn't relate it to strategy or problem solving or anything else. So that's actually what happens when you cut out your sleep, and it's really hard to have the energy you need because you're tired. And then you can't process your information as you should. So you're not operating on all cylinders and you're simply not effective, right? So there's so many reasons to sleep. So really make sure that you consider sleep to be like a supplement. Think about it like vitamins. Think about it like food, getting enough protein in your diet. You get enough sleep. That way you can get the energy you need. All of your brain is there, you know, firing so that you can be effective the next day. And so you can get everything you need done.
And as y'all start to really implement these tips, these strategies, share with us. We love hearing the transformations, the shifts, all the things that are happening in your life and in your world, especially as you're integrating a lot of the learnings that you've been taking through these episodes. And more importantly, if you're someone who feels like, all right,
I'm starting to get it, but I think I'm ready for the next steps. And I think I need more support, whether it's emotional, whether it's more business oriented, whatever it is that you're feeling is the next step for you. And you're feeling called in some way to reach out, to connect with either myself or Dan or both of us. Send us an email. Let us know what's happening for you, what's happening in your world, where you're needing support. And we would be so happy to either share with you what we believe the next best steps are for you and are to point you in the right direction of where we believe you need to go next. And on that note, y'all, hope you guys have an amazing day.
So to wrap this one up, I'm going to give you a little task as always. So for this task, would really like you to start reviewing the tips that we've given you for producing energy. Pick just one and go for it. Implement it. See what it does for you. See how much more energy you have in your days. And like Sophie said, drop us a line. Let us know which one you picked and how it worked. And also, do us a favor, if you're enjoying what you're hearing, if you're getting value out of these episodes, please go and leave us a review. You know, every review really, really helps. Let us know what you think. Let us know how much this has helped you, in what ways, so that we know that we're onto something here, that we're really making the difference in your life. And also, reach out and let us know if you want us to talk about something specific. You got a problem you want us to help you solve. You got anything on your mind that you'd like to hear us discuss. With that, have an amazing rest of your day. Have it be energetic, productive, and awesome. We will see you on the next one.